And a good morning to you on this Christmas Eve, Tuesday morning. Brandon Peoples on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and it's a pleasure to have Pottawatomie County government officials in studio today. We have County Commission Chair Travis Altenhofen joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Chad Kinsley, who is the acting, soon-to-be permanent county administrator. Good to have you.
Good to be here. Good morning.
It's a pleasure you guys could both be here. I know holidays kind of mess up schedules sometimes, so we appreciate you guys making the arrangements to be out here. Do you have any plans here for the holidays?
I'm just staying in town. I think we're going to go see my grandma, but other than that, just family and enjoy the time off. So
absolutely. How about you, Chad?
Yeah, I'm staying in the area too. Got the house. My brother's coming over with his family.
Awesome. And that's what it's all about, having family around and the holidays. And of course, you get a little buffer here, a little time off. County offices close both today and tomorrow. And
they close at noon today.
Okay.
But off tomorrow, yes.
Gotcha. And so if you have any business, you need to take care of that here within the next little less than 3 hours. We have some transition, a lot of transition going on right now in Pottawatomie County here. We were talking before the show, there's been a lot of retirements this year, haven't there?
There's been a few in some department head areas, so we've had some people with some promotions and then hiring some more entry-level positions within the county, and so I think we still have a number of different areas that are constantly open within the sheriff's office, road and bridge, and EMS. I believe we finally filled the entire roster, which is good. That way we can not have as much overtime and keep the guys at a more manageable level instead of having to work numerous shifts and so and prevent the employee burnout. So,
yeah. First time since we've had EMS, since we took over it, that we're full staffed.
First time. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's impressive to finally have that. And boy, I bet it does make managing that budget a little bit easier.
Yes, it does. And the employee, just for the employees themselves, not to have to constantly be on, because when you're short numbers, we still have to have people there to man the station. So.
Well, and that could be frustrating because, you know, they're on call 24 hours a day. I know we heard that a couple weeks ago talking with RCPD about their dispatch. And, you know, they're never full there. It seems like they're constantly working to fill positions. And that's something, if people are ever looking, part-time openings ever there?
In the EMS, I don't believe we normally do. There, it's normally a 48-hour shift, but I believe there is the ability for...
We have PRNs that are, they fill in when our full-time are off, yeah.
Okay.
So we do have those positions, but we have plenty of them.
The best place is just to go out online, and I believe Crystal, our HR director, probably would be better at talking more on the details for getting the application process and getting started. But we do always have numerous different spots open within different departments. So,
and we have an interesting dynamic with the two of you here, because we have Travis, you're about to come off the commission here in a couple weeks, and then Chad was promoted to the county administrator on the interim basis, and then will be made official here in early January. So kind of an interesting dynamic here. I'll talk with you first, Chad, about getting this role here and maybe how the transition's gone since the retirement of Robert Reese.
Yeah, I've been with the county since 2014 and working for Robert. It was kind of sprung on me. We were anticipating a few more years possibly, Robert being there and learning how he did things, but something happened and he decided to retire, and I took over in early July.
Well, and from what I get, I was covering your meetings pretty regularly there over the summer, but you stepped in, kind of kept everything afloat here, and a lot of folks credited you for really balancing the ship.
Yeah, I think things are going well. I mean, you have to ask Travis what his perception is, but that's my perception and the feedback I've been getting from our employees.
All right. Yeah, Travis.
Yeah, no, Chad's been doing well since he's taken over. Yesterday, we actually had a good discussion. Pat was out with a medical deal, but Dee and I had a good discussion over some long-term planning and putting the right tools in place to be able to make that happen. And so yesterday, Chad and Public Works Director Peter Clark outlined kind of a beginning rough draft of a capital improvement CIP kind of deal, long-term planning for the next 5-10 years, kind of looking at what projects and what amount of money is needed to be able to execute those projects, and just to be able to kind of have a vision and to be able to be organized so that things don't get dropped, because it's very easy within government for us to talk about a project or something we need to do, and then a month goes by, 2 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years, and nothing ever gets done. And so kind of by having this living document, it becomes more of a tool for us to be able to know what we need to be thinking about, know what we need to be looking at, and then to be able to actually execute on it. And then when it comes to July and August, when you're looking at the budgeting process, it gives us the ability to know what we need to have for revenues coming in, because we know what our expenses are going to be. And so when we kind of balance those two, we can then start strategizing and making good decisions on what we need to do and what we don't need to do, and be able to find ways to save money. And so.
All right. Well, we'll get to more of that here in just a second. We do have a caller here on the line waiting patiently. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago when Pat was on there. And Travis, sorry to see you go. You were doing good work, I think. But it sounds like you got bigger and better fish to fry. But the firehouse in Olsburg, Pat did not know anything about it, and I kind of enlightened him on it, and he said he would talk to you and get more details. Are you guys making any progress at all? Be kind of nice to get that issue settled. So, you know, Olsburg's some private individuals like to build a community center up there. I mean, there's a couple different options we have for that property, but kind of hard to do it when we don't officially have possession of it.
Yes, that's a good question. Pat did actually mention it, I think, it's been a month or so, about 3 weeks ago. At that point, nothing has transpired from it. I'm not sure at this point what the overall direction is. I know from past conversations that I've had with the city of Olsburg and that, we were trying to find a way to get that property, which is the old fire station, back into the city's hands, because they have the lots to the south of the property. And so that way then we'd be able to utilize that property for a new community center. And at this point, nothing has come about of it yet. I don't know. This is a prime example of things that can fall through the cracks and get dropped. And so it ultimately kind of falls within staff and the upcoming commission to be able to figure out a solution. I know I've kind of had a couple different options, but at that point, no one was willing to do anything with it. So.
All right. Thanks for the question, and thanks for the call. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Chad Kinsley, Travis Altenhofen here, Pottawatomie County. In Focus here today on News Radio KMAN.